USDA is going to be releasing their June cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon, this afternoon. And actually, the numbers look to be quite friendly still, mainly because of just the tight supply of cattle and the fact that we're not seeing cattle move into the feedlot. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't see that the number of cattle in our feedlots as being equal to or close to last year's levels, mainly because we're keeping the cattle in the feedlots longer, we're feeding them longer, we're getting them to heavier weights. That's kind of making up for a little bit of the lower numbers coming into the feedlot. Now, we continue to see a lot less on placements because of the lack of cattle coming from Canada and from Mexico, especially Mexico, as the border remains closed because of the new screwworm issue that we continue to see arising up in Mexico. So that's keeping a lot of cattle out of our feedlots and tightening up the supply. One of the big things we've been watching in this marketplace is the fact that cash continues to be strong as everybody's trying to bid for the short supply of cattle that are out there, the scarcity of the supply of calves that are available to go into the feedlots and what's available to go to processing. Right now, we are looking at the average trade estimate for the June numbers on feed at 99% of a year ago. Placements for May are expected to come in at 94% of a year ago, and marketing is expected to come in at 90% of a year ago. Overall, this report does continue to look to be friendly to the cattle markets, but technicals are starting to show a little bit of trouble on the horizon in the cattle market. So right now, we're going to continue to see the battle between friendly fundamentals and some changing technical picture.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.